Well, I didn't want to play anymore that year. I was ready to go home. If they'd have canceled the season, I wouldn't have cared one bit. After we got on the road and saw that people needed to get out and needed to get away from their TVs, have something to clap about, you know, I saw that it was pretty important for us to get back out there and play, and that's why we finished the season.
Rockies pitcher Todd Jones. Sports was thought by some to be part of the healing process following the attacks of 9/11. Both Major League Baseball and NFL football missed a week's worth of games while America grieved. College football also paused for the most part. However, some schools chose to play games as scheduled the weekend immediately following 9/11. No matter what the layoff, the return to the sports stadiums of America was an emotional experience for everyone in attendance, including the players on the field. Bronco, Keith Washington.
When they sang the Star Spangled Banner, it was very emotional. Kind of hard for you to control your emotions for the simple fact that you knew what took place the week before, and you know your heart just went out to everybody. And on that field at that moment, Cardinals and our team, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, we still all in this together, even though we have to go out and play.
Broncos broadcaster Dave Logan has a career that's taken him through countless stadiums in college and the pros as both a player and a broadcaster. He, too, was in for an unequaled experience.
The most emotional game as a broadcaster that I've ever been a part of. And when they unrolled that huge American flag, which basically covered the entire playing surface at Sun Devil Stadium, there were tears from everybody in the booth. I mean, you could have dropped a pin in that stadium. That's how quiet it was.
The emotion was physical, inescapable, comforting. An entire stadium united, as the entire country did the same. Bronco Canoy Kennedy wishes that moment wasn't one time only.
It touched me, man, you know, and I think we should continue to do that, you know. It touched me and it touched a lot of family that lost family members. And I think it kind of brought America together, so I think we should continue.
Baseball replaced the seventh-inning stretch with God Bless America for the remainder of the season. For that short time, every game, every fan, every player paused and remembered that sports was not a way to escape the events of 9/11, but rather a means to heal the hearts and minds of America. It's been a whole year now. The flag waving has subsided. The seventh-inning stretch has returned. Rockies Senior Director of Communications Jay Alvis feels like something may be missing.
When we were playing God Bless America in the seventh inning here and doing some things, it was a great feeling. I mean, you could feel everyone as one, so to speak. I think we've lost a little bit of that again.
Last year's season's concluded, and new ones have begun. Where are we today, 1 year later? Next, in Part 4, I'm Alan Roach, Colorado's Morning News.